It's time for a setting the bar story. Kelly, this is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Honestly, I'm trying to think of the reason why this is a setting the bar story. I mean, like how this could happen. And I'm still kind of scratching my head on it. But nonetheless, if you can manage to make it through the day without literally leaving your phone in someone's takeout food container when you're the restaurant, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it. Yeah. Oh, dang it.
Look, I understand. I worked in the food industry. Things happen fast behind the line, right?
Sure.
So on one hand, I kind of understand how this could happen. But on the other hand, I'm still like, how are you leaving your cell phone in someone's takeout container of food?
Yeah, we shouldn't be having that anywhere near what we're doing with the food.
Yeah.
That is not the time to check your Facebook or text messages. None of that.
Shraddha, she lives in Australia. She was literally halfway through her takeout dinner when she's like, oh, what's this?
I ordered dry hot pot takeaway. So I was just picking at the bottom and the container was feeling a little bit weird. I've been to that place so many times. But I kept digging and at the bottom of the container was a working phone. I rang the place. I was like, hey, I found a phone in my hot pot. And they were like, oh yeah, we did have a phone missing for one of our chefs. What had happened was the chef put the phone down in the container because it was black. It just bled into the container and someone else grabbed the container and put the hot pot on top.
Yeah. So if you missed it, they said that the chef set his phone down inside one of the black styrofoam takeaway containers.
Oh, okay.
And so it blended in. And so then someone just tossed some food on top of it and then closed it up and sent it on its way. I'm like, why are you setting your phone down in a takeaway container?
Not the best place to do that.
No.
No.
Now, look, she said they were all apologetic and Shraddha had a good sense about it. And she was like, no worries. I'll bring it back. Yeah, I'll bring it back. Yeah. She wasn't thinking it was a big deal. I mean, there are a lot of people because she shared it on her TikTok and she was like, you know, point of view when you find there are restaurant's cell phone in your takeout, you know, and there were a lot of people in the comments that were like, you let the restaurant off easy.
You got dinner with a side of phone.
Yeah, and exactly. And you know what? And I'm thinking to myself, if that would have happened to me, I probably would have done the same thing where I'm like, yeah, I'll bring it back. Like,
well, sure.
All right.
Well,
whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
There could have been way worse things.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like exactly.
Dentures, teeth.
Dentures?
I mean,
I took my dentures out when I was cooking and I set them in the takeaway thing. And yeah, you're right. There could be a lot
there
of worse things.
There's a long list of way worse things that
could
have been in.
Yeah. So again, trying to think of a reason how this could happen, but still struggling with it. But nonetheless, this is a setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without leaving your phone in someone's takeout food container. When you're the restaurant, you're doing okay.
And thank goodness it landed in a person's food that would decide to bring it back.
Yeah.
It was no big deal.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story.